آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔ اس طرح کی اور کہانیاں sbs.com.au/اردو پر سنیے۔
SBS اردو SBS ساؤتھ ایشین پر۔
ایک ایسے وقت جب آسٹریلین شہری اپنے ٹیکس ریٹرنز فائل کرنے کی تیاریاں کر رہے ہیں، آسٹریلین ٹیکس آفس یا ATO غیر متعلقہ اور غلط کلیمز پر اپنی نگرانی سخت کر رہا ہے۔ اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں ہم ATO کی اسسٹنٹ کمشنر اینیٹا چیلن سے بات کر رہے ہیں، جو بتا رہی ہیں کہ ورک ریلیٹڈ اخراجات، ورک فرام ہوم ڈیڈکشنز، رینٹل پراپرٹی کلیمز اور ٹیکس ڈیڈ لائنز کے حوالے سے کون سی باتیں اہم ہیں۔
I have a pleasure of having ATO Assistant Commissioner Anita Challen. As the tax time approaches, the Australian Tax Office will be looking to crack down on non-work related expenses, and we will be Assistant Commissioner Anita Challen. Welcome to SBS. First question from the audience side: what are the most common mistakes Australians make when claiming work related expenses?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and this year in particular, there's three key areas where we see the most common errors being made by taxpayers. That is where they're incorrectly claiming work-related expenses. We're also seeing some errors of the increasing number of working from home deductions that are coming through. And the other area is failing to include all of the income in your tax return. So that includes any extra income that you might make from online platforms, side hustles or occasional jobs where you may receive cash payments. And while those mistakes are often genuine, we know that in many instances they can easily be avoided with just a little bit more time and effort put in when you're preparing your tax return.
Sometimes the honest mistakes made by the claimers, but how does the ATO identify incorrect or suspicious claims, and what are the consequences of making false claims?
We have a lot of information available to us, so we get a lot of data provided that we can match against. We also have a look to see whether, based on the type of job that you're doing or the industry that you're in, whether or not the claims look a little bit odd. And in those instances, we're likely to just reach out and ask for a little bit of information. If you're doing your tax return yourself and you're using any of our online services, there can also be some helpful prompts that you receive as you prepare your tax return, just to give you some insights and advice as you go that might make you second check a few things to ensure that you get it right the first time. Our focus is always to try and work with taxpayers in the first instance so that they get it right. We sort of reserve penalties or any other consequences for those more deliberate occasions where people might be putting things in knowing that they're incorrect. In most instances, if it's a genuine mistake, we'll work with you to make sure that you get it right in your tax return.
Working from home deductions remains popular. What are the key do's and don'ts when claiming work from home expenses for either for employees or for small business owners who are working from home?
Three things to keep in mind in order to claim working from home deductions. The first thing to note is that you need to be working from home to fulfill your employment duties. So that doesn't include carrying out minimal tasks. For example, checking a few emails or taking a couple of phone calls. So you genuinely need to be working from home. You also need to have incurred some additional expenses. So you have to pay more for things as a result of working from home. That includes things like perhaps your internet bill has increased, or you're using your mobile phone or your own home phone a little bit more because you're working from home. The fact that you need to pay more because you're working from home, that's a good thing to look out for in terms of whether or not you can claim working from home deductions. And of course, you need the records to show that you have had to pay more, that you've had more expenses from working from home. If you're eligible to claim working from home deductions, there's two ways that you can calculate the deduction, and that's the fixed rate method or the actual cost method. The easiest way, and it really helps cut through the complexity if you're using things for personal and home use, is to use the fixed rate method. And essentially, that just allows you to claim 70 cents for every hour that you work from home. And that covers all your additional expenses, including your internet, mobile bills, electricity, gas, those sorts of things that can be a little bit tricky to apportion between your home and work use. You just need to remember that you can't then claim those running expenses anywhere else in your tax return. So you can't do any double dipping in terms of those expenses. And of course, if you don't use the fixed rate method, you can use the actual cost method, but you do need to be aware that there's some additional record keeping requirements that are needed if you use that particular method.
We have heard lots of examples where people are claiming some. Do you have any examples for our audiences just to understand that's how the private expenses that taxpayer have incorrectly claimed as tax deductions?
Yeah, look, we see some a range of different sorts of examples, and we do understand that sometimes it can be a little bit tricky to work out what you can and can't claim, especially when you hear things from different sources. So some of the more outrageous ones that we've heard are where people have claimed $17,000, for example, on baby clothes or medical expenses for a child, or where someone has gifted money to a family member of around $20,000. And then claimed that as a deduction. So those ones are fairly sort of well-established non-deductible expenses. There are some others, though, where I'm sure many of us have heard colleagues at work or friends sort of say, you know, yeah, I am claiming when I'm working from home and having my food delivered to me for a work meeting, or if I'm going to a Christmas party and I've bought a Christmas T-shirt, that's claimable. It is important to just check and make sure. So those things are actually private expenses. And helpfully, what the ATO has on its website and available to everyone to have a look at is just over 40 occupational and specific industry guides that can help you determine exactly what you can and can't claim depending on the type of job that you do, and also the appropriate records that you may need to keep to ensure that you can substantiate those claims. What I would say is that when it comes down to it, there's three golden rules when it comes to claiming deductions in your tax return. You have to have spent the money yourself, so that means you can't have been reimbursed for it by your employer. You must have a record to prove that you've spent that money, and the expense must directly relate to earning your income. There are different rules that apply. If you start to use things for work and personal use, that can start to get a little bit trickier. And if you need to, it's always a good idea just to get some advice from a verified source, including the ATO's website, or of course you can go to a registered tax professional for help as well.
Many people rush to lodge their tax returns on 1st of July. They are thinking that this is the time they have to do it. What is the deadline for lodging a tax return in Australia?
Yeah, great question, Rehan. So if you're preparing your tax return yourself, you do need to get your tax return lodged by the 31st of October. For some taxpayers, particularly those who perhaps have newly migrated to Australia, or it's the first time that you've had to lodge an Australian tax return, or even if you've just got some more complex affairs, you may choose to use a registered tax professional who speaks your language or has that information that you need to help you get it right the first time. The important thing if you use a tax agent is to ensure that they are registered with the Tax Practitioner Board. Don't risk a non-registered agent. And in those instances, as long as you're on their books by the 31st of October, you often get a little bit more time to lodge your tax return.
Any advice at the end for rental property owner while lodging their claims?
Yeah, look, rental property income and deductions can get a little bit complicated, especially if you're using a rental property to earn income, and also maybe using it as a bit of a holiday home on the side as well. We mainly see errors where taxpayers either haven't kept the right records, so record keeping is incredibly important when it comes to rental properties, and that's right from the start. So when you're purchasing the rental property, keep all of those costs recorded. anything that you then use to maintain or repair or improve the rental property, make sure you've got those records. And of course, when you sell, that's also important. When it comes to those repairs or maintenance fees, there's a couple of things that can get a little bit tricky. So if you're doing some repairs, say you've got a leaky pipe in the bathroom and you need to get that fixed, you can generally claim the cost of those repairs as a tax deduction straight away. So immediately in your tax return, you can include that as a deduction. If, however, the leaky pipe turns into a bit of a bigger bathroom renovation, you pull up more tiles, you put some new ones in, maybe you replace the sink, that becomes a bigger improvement, and the costs associated with those improvements are treated differently. So there's different rules that apply depending on the nature of the expense that you're paying for rental properties. And we do find that in a lot of instances, taxpayers don't quite get that right. That might also be another time where you reach out to seek some advice or help, either from the ATO, of course, or information that's available online or through a registered tax professional. It's really important, just as I said, to keep those records so that when you're having those conversations, you've got all of the information you need from the outset to get it right when it comes to lodging your tax return. The ATO does have a range of translated information to help people better understand tax and superannuation in their preferred language online. We've got some great resources in over 20 languages other than English, including Urdu, which you might be interested in, Rehan, and some new content in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander languages that taxpayers can refer to for tax advice. Yes. So that's at ato.gov.au/other languages. Taxpayers who do want to talk to someone but don't speak English very well but need some help can also phone the Translating and Interpreting Service on 131450. And if you've got fairly simple tax returns and you are looking to lodge your tax return yourself, you can actually lodge your tax return either through the ATO app or through MyGov. There is some identity requirements to get onto MyTax to be able to lodge online. But once you're in there, we try and make it as easy as possible. If you wait until the end of July, a lot of information is pre-filled by the ATO. And that's a great way to make sure that you get it right the first time. Just wait for that pre-fill information and a lot of the hard work is done for you. The key messages, make sure you're checking where you're getting your information from. There is a lot of misinformation out there. So checking it through a verified source is one of our key areas of focus this year. As I said at the start, check, and just with a little bit more time and effort, you can often save yourself a lot of time and effort later if you have to redo or correct anything later on.
Yeah, as we can understand that this time is not only the tax return time, but also for the scammers who...
We would absolutely say if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is, and it's definitely worth a second check.
Thank you very much for your time. We were talking to the ATO Assistant Commissioner, Anita Challen. Thanks, Miss Anita.
My pleasure. Thanks.
अभी आप ATO की Assistant Commissioner, Anita Challen की बातचीत सुन रहे थे, जिसमें उन्होंने ऑस्ट्रेलियन शहरियों को दुरुस्त टैक्स फाइलिंग और आम गलतियों से बचने के तरीकों से आगाह किया। रिटर्न जमा करवाने से पहले ATO की सरकारी वेबसाइट जरूर देखें, और यहाँ ये याद दहानी भी कि ये सिर्फ आम या जनरल नौयत की मालूमात आपको फराहम की गई है। अपने खसूसी हालात के पेश नजर टैक्स रिटर्न से मुतालिक मालूमात और मशावरत के लिए प्रोफेशनल अकाउंटेंट और टैक्स रिटर्न प्रोफेशनल से रابطہ कीजिए।
SBS उर्दू SBS साउथ एशियन पर।
इस तरह की और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, गूगल पॉडकास्ट या स्पॉटिफाई या जहां से भी आप पॉडकास्ट सुन सकें।